This is Victor Kubik, and welcome to another episode of the Kubik Report, which will be a microcast today. President Biden delivered the annual State of the Union Address on March 7th, 2024. This constitutionally mandated address is delivered before a joint session of the House and Senate, and a transcript is printed in the Congressional Record. The purpose is to give an assessment of the nation to the people of the United States and the world. We live in a country and time where we can express our opinions and thoughts without fear of incrimination, and I'm thankful for that privilege. I feel saddened by our president's continued dark and divisive path, especially at a time in world history that calls for forward-looking visionaries to follow principles that lead towards a better future. Instead of addressing the nation's pressing issues, we heard a campaign speech that seemed focused on self-preservation rather than the welfare of the nation. Our country faces significant challenges that require immediate attention. We seem to be under the illusion that we are invincible and that problems can be solved by accumulating more debt and pursuing expedient temporary solutions, all while denying and ignoring higher moral values that would bring permanent solutions. History has shown that such an approach is unsustainable and will ultimately lead to collapse, with our children bearing the brunt of the consequences. We truly need a trusted leader who can unite our people and guide us toward a brighter future. We need a leader who acknowledges the God who has given our nation blessings and favor. We need someone who acknowledges and appreciates the contributions of our citizens, rather than using them as political pawns. It is disheartening to witness a leader who appears more concerned with self-preservation than with the well-being of the nation. The good news is that that day is around the corner. We will not be allowed to go out with a whimper or with a bang, but with leadership excellence beyond words. I'm just one small voice, but it's a sure voice. Thank you for listening. Please come back here for more.